It was, by all standards, a major logistical feat. Evacuating the jail, rescuing inmates trapped in the rubble, transporting 184 injured to area hospitals, and the rest to other lockups. What may have helped matters was that the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center was already activated for Tuesday's storms and flooding. Mike Weaver is public safety director.
We have been at a level two since that time, in which basically that is every emergency support function has been manned 24 hours a day since that flooding event occurred. While we're having so much other stuff, every single phone line possible to be manned in there is being manned.
Two inmates, 45-year-old David Paul Weinstein and 54-year-old Robert Earl Simmons, were killed in the blast, which occurred in the rear of the building. Court records show Weinstein was charged with fraud and theft, while Simmons faced animal abuse charges. Three others remain hospitalized, and county spokesman Bill Pearson says no information on them will be forthcoming.
We can't comment on that at this point. There are various HIPAA laws that we have to respect. We do know two inmates and one correctional officer still in.
Kathleen Castro, the county's chief public information officer, says they cannot confirm another media report that one inmate had gone into labor during the evacuation because of the same HIPAA regulations. Jeff Atwater, who is Florida's chief financial officer and also wears the hat of fire marshal, is leading the investigation. Joining him is Joe Stedman, who heads the State Arson Investigation Bureau.
There has been a collapse of the floors, concrete floors, between the basement and the upper floors, as well as there's been some damage which has occurred to structural support members inside of the building. At this point, we found no evidence of a fire following the initial incident.
Some officials say the five-story facility is likely a total loss. Early reports say a gas leak may be the cause, but Stedman says it's too early to tell.
At this point in time, to get into hypothetical stuff like that would be irresponsible and would be conjecture. Until we've had an opportunity to examine the interior of the scene, I wouldn't want to speculate or give any information or hypothesis associated with that.
Bill Pearson with the county had no comment on an Associated Press report that quoted one jail inmate as saying she and others had complained of smelling gas and suffering headaches before the explosion.
We don't have any reports on record right now that show any smells of gas of any kind. What happened and how quickly there was some sort of leak, because obviously there was something that caused this explosion. The timeline between when that happened and when the explosion happened has got to be determined by our investigation that's going to be going forward. So at this point, we can't comment on those claims.
In a statement, Pensacola Energy says it's verified that the gas main leading to the building is operating in a safe and effective manner. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has up to 18 special agents on scene at the request of the State Fire Marshal's Office. They specialize in post-blast and fire origin and cause investigating. Another part of the inquiry will be to determine if the explosion could possibly be linked to criminal activity.
Obviously, we all know this is a great tragedy on top of an unbelievable flood. I've been very impressed with the work and most particularly the cooperation between all of the agencies.
State Attorney Bill Edens says his office will cooperate through the assignment of an experienced attorney to what he calls a very complicated investigation.
There is going to be an unbelievable number of witnesses, unbelievable amount of forensic evidence to be evaluated. So I think the general public should know and understand that it will be a lengthy time before the questions have been answered exactly as to what happened.
One of the questions to be answered is whether the stormy weather and resultant flooding was a factor. Before the explosion on Wednesday, there were 2 feet of water in the jail's basement, and the facility was on generator power. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.